Good morning. I'm Tony Maness. Good morning, Gabe Dillard from the Business Journal.
Good morning, Tony.
Matt had the story about 20 minutes ago. The first Fresno business charged with price gouging. And you have spoken to the owner and you have a response. What's the story here, Gabe Dillard?
Yeah, they're speaking out. So Ravinder Singh is the owner of Super Liquor on Fig Garden Drive in Fresno. Mike Grabossi and Miguel Arias, Fresno council members, hosted a press conference Friday. They want to fine him $10,000 for selling cases of water for $16 over what would normally be $4 to $6 everywhere else. So we spoke to his son, Rob Singh, who believes the citation in the press conference had a political motive and that city officials are wanting to show that they're doing something in a time of crisis. So those are his words. So what Singh is saying is that they're selling those cases based off of what would be a little less than the $1.50 price they'd sell for each of them for the 24-bottle case. The case they're making is that they usually don't sell them in that amount. So they're sitting by the counter just to make it easier to restock the store. So they sold them based off of what they would sell each of them. They intend to fight the citation. They say they have the documentation to prove that they weren't price gouging. And already they've seen nasty Facebook comments on the news articles. They've received angry phone calls. I mean, you can imagine in this time how people would react to this. But they believe this is going to hurt their business, maybe even more than the $10,000 fine that they're facing.
And Gabe Dillard from the Business Journal, many of us now are ordering food for takeout and delivery. But you've got a little added bonus that 13 Prime Steak is offering. What's this?
Yeah, like any restaurant now, they're just trying to do what they can to stay afloat. And they're taking advantage of new regulations that allow restaurants to serve to-go mixed drinks along with the food that they're selling. It has to be served in a container that isn't easily open, so you can't flip in a straw for a little taste while you're driving home. But they're a little bit of a high-end place. They're serving theirs in mason jars to kind of keep with their brand. And steaks aren't the greatest items to serve to go, so they're also adding some comfort food, chicken fried steak, meatloaf, pasta. They acknowledge that sales are about 50% of what they need it to be. So as far as the to-go effort now, for a lot of these restaurants, it's going to be a big push. They're going to have to sell a lot of to-go items to keep things afloat for them. But they're hoping that if they could keep the momentum going, that they could hit the break-even point to get through it. And that's pretty much any restaurant is trying to do the same thing. So anything we can do to help is a big help.
Yeah, and I know you're doing a great job of publicizing that in the Business Journal, Gabe, what's going on with local businesses. And we certainly want to help them out. But it's cool to hear that you can now get a Jack and Coke to go at 13 Prime Steak.
Right.
Hey, have a great week, Gabe Dillard. Outstanding information. Thanks a lot, man.
Thank you, sir.